Part 7. Every deed counts. I'm thinking of giving up. It's just too hard. These were the words of Joseph, a young Rwandan entrepreneur born into extreme poverty, recently graduated from college, who'd set up 3 social impact projects with his friends. Still in his early 20s, he was getting around 120 young children, also caught in poverty as he had been, into school, ensuring that all of them were being fed and also arranging for ankerless local teenagers to be educated in the issues of sexual health. He was scraping a living from a part-time job, using some of his own meager funds to keep the projects going and fighting with the impact of COVID-19 lockdown. Progress seemed to have dried up, along with his energy and resources. He was battling with himself to keep going. Despair and hopelessness come in many shapes and sizes. The urge, the pull, to do nothing, to give up, to not bother, is like a strong rip current on your body. You feel powerless to fight it. There is the inaction, like Joseph, that comes from trying and trying and simply not breaking gravity pull, falling exhausted to the ground. There's also the inactivity of a myriad of young people who've seen previous generations suffer. One young woman from Nigeria told me yesterday, "My grandparents were poor and my parents were poor." And her expectation and terror was that she too would spend her life being poor. She wanted something different, but she feared that the script of her life had already been written for her. For young people, this translates into inactivity. Don't look for work. There's no point. Don't bother. Don't try and create your own employment. Don't start a community project. Why? Because life is absurd and meaningless. No amount of my effort will achieve anything, so why take action to change anything? Absurdity shouts inside our heads. Why bother to do anything at all? It doesn't matter what I do or if I do nothing at all. None of my actions matter. Nothing I do achieves anything that makes me feel good about myself. No one sees me and what I do. No one hears me. No one is impacted by me. My life is a silent scream into a noisy world. I have thought long and hard as to why Heschel said to the world's young people, every deed counts. I'm sure it's because he knew that they think their deeds don't count. Either you do nothing or you execute destructive actions that express your pain to a world you feel angry with. But, says Heschel, every deed does count. He's not, I believe, just reminding us that everything we do has an impact. That's not the hope-filled news that he was trying to convey. A young person already knows that when you pull the trigger on a gun, a bullet comes out and someone's going to get hurt. They know that when they don't try for a job, one won't magically appear. They know that when you don't study for an exam, you won't miraculously get A grades. Young people know that their actions have an impact. Heschel is saying more than this, something much more important that is rooted in biology, not wishful thinking. The prefrontal cortex of a young person, the newest part of the brain, is hardwired for meaning and action. It isn't a caricature to say that youth just want to change the world. They do. They're hardwired in their brains to change it. Their young brains crave meaning and action and making a difference, not absurdity and inertia. When I first entered Dandora, a really tough part of Nairobi, Kenya, in 2012, it was a very scary experience. I was asked to do some filming there, to put a context around some training we were doing. I was carefully ushered in and out of this unsafe, unknown world. Dandora is built on the edge of the city's rubbish dump, and in those days, the garbage was piled as high as a few double-decker buses and as wide a space as Hyde Park in London. Dandora was home to gangs and violence. Youth were not expected to live long, with knives, guns, and addiction being the main killers. Young people had long given up on education. The best hustled. The rest just gave up on a future. But something changed in Dandora in the years that followed, and it was largely a youth-led all the way. In 2012, we worked with some ladies in a nearby factory who packed cut vegetables for the European supermarkets. We trained them in life leadership. We gave them a challenge to action. Start something. start a project that will make you money, yes, but benefit the local community. We also challenged them to share what they'd learned with others in Dandora, and they did. They took action. Walking home from the training each evening, they saw the gangs sitting idly on the pavements, and so they took courage and went to tell them what they were learning. Amazingly, the youth listened with interest. They wanted to hear more. It was creating hope inside of them. Their brains were scanning for this love and the good news that they had potential, that they had a future. The youth began to take action too. Within months, they'd set up 9 community-facing projects that ranged from a security initiative that reduced the incidence of murder and rape in Dandora from 1 a night to 1 a month. They cleaned and humanized their streets, planting flowers where they could, plant vegetables in unused strips of land. They created music and dance outreach projects. They set up income-generating projects from a tiny cafe to garbage collections within the tenement blocks. They created Dandora's first ever library for children to study in safety and for older youth to get back into some kind of learning. Of the original group, almost all of them now have jobs or have gone back into further education. Dandora is a different place to walk these days. Every deed counts. A deed is a small thing. It's one step, one action, one phone call, one email, one cup of coffee with a friend, one brick laid on the new library, one plastic bottle picked off the street, one mouth fed, one school book purchased. The reason why each deed counts is it's got power locked up inside of it that is only released when the deed is done. Doing deeds creates movement, momentum. One deed is one action closer to something rather than nothing. Not only does a deed have power and momentum locked within it, ready to be released, it also has hope. And, as I discovered at 19, it is hope that is the pre-runner of all human transformation. Youth education expert Paulo Freire said that where there remains inaction, or no deeds, then the result is hopelessness and despair. Doing deeds saves our lives, because without hope, we cannot begin the process of growth and change. Deeds are for the long haul of our lives, not just for a day or two. Everything we do, every deed, can build towards our legacy, something that will outlive us. Very few people who know Martin Cooper, or who he is. Well, he's the guy that is credited with the idea of the mobile phone. That's his legacy. We may not know his name, but we know that his deeds counted.